This is outstanding what's happened today. Now, they thought the number would be a loss of 9 million jobs, and it was a gain of almost 3 million jobs. We've been talking about the V. This is better than a V. This is a rocket ship. This is far better than a V. A V is wonderful. A V is this. They were talking about, will it be a V, a U, an L? They had no idea.
Looks like a V. The U.S. economy added 2.5 million jobs last month. Employment dropped to 13.3%, down from 14.7% in April. They thought it was going to be up towards 20% when this report came out. It was a shock to the economists. They forecasted 8.3 million jobs would be lost, that none would be added. And they put employment, as I said, close to 20%, and that number is now down to 13.3%. This news, of course, was music, really, to the ears on Wall Street. The Dow's up at 27,000 now, up 3%. There's the S&P and the NASDAQ up 2% today. But some economists warn that a full recovery could still be years away. Quote, even with May's rebound, the hole is deep. Part-time workers accounted for two-fifths of the increase in employment, and the number of unemployed is up 15.2 million since February before the virus kicked in and all of this havoc was wreaked on the economy. So joining me now, Senior White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow. Larry, thank you very much for being here tonight. Good to see you.
Thanks, Martha.
Such a strong surprise this morning? Thank you. Why was this such a surprise today? Why do you think this happened? What are you looking at underneath these numbers?
Well, you know, I think people underestimated the positive impact of openings of small businesses, which began in earnest, late April, early May. I think the bottom of this pandemic contraction was probably mid-April. So you got small businesses opening, about half of them. We're going to get the other half in the next jobs report. It's about 80% now. And secondly, I think they misunderstood how powerful the Paycheck Protection Program is. About $500 billion in loans, probably saved 50 million jobs. So what's going on is people who were temporarily laid off or furloughed have gone back to work. About 3 million of them, actually, which is close to the number. Private payrolls were up 3 million. In fact, household survey, which is where unemployment comes from, was up 3.8 million. So I think, again, open the economy, take advantage of these government programs, and let people go back to work. And I think that's what they're doing.
Seems like that has been a really good combination. Senator Schumer is concerned that it might mean that there's no more stimulus package. Here's what he said today.
I hope, I pray that Trump and the Republicans don't take this as a sign to be complacent, because there are many more cliffs and problems coming up in the economy that we are aiming to fix. And so far, they're sitting on their hands. This may make it, I hope it doesn't, but this may make it worse in terms of the ability to have them get something done.